This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1735. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 21st, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, Bangladesh, Bolivia, East Turkestan, Egypt, Finland, Greece, Lithuania, Malaysia, Mali, Myanmar, North America, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Qatar, Russia, St. Kitts and Nevis, Spain, Sweden, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We've been wondering if LRA 36 Antarctica is still active now that Kuwait is off the frequency, and Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, apparently using a remote receiver in Norway, confirms he was hearing a carrier exactly 28 hertz below 15476 Friday, August 15th, around 1931 UT. Just a carrier, however, he did not hear any audio. While he was at it, he checked Orion in Buenos Aires and found it way off frequency from nominal 15345, about the same time, in Italian on 15344.429. Earlier on the same day, between 13 and 15 UT, when in Spanish, he measured it on 15344.454. The external service, of course, is only on the air Monday through Friday, but that frequency is on the air on weekends, relaying the domestic service Radio Nacional. Ron Howard in California says, occasionally I've been hearing a carrier on 3210, maybe Vintage FM in Australia. But Craig Edwards, owner of the station, says it has not been on the air for a couple of months. The inquiry, however, may have encouraged him to put it back on the air, because it was being heard as of August 19th at 11:05 UT, says Ian Baxter in Australia. And indeed, Ron Howard was also able to hear that in California on the same date, August 19th, around 1300 UT, playing ballads from the 1940s. It was gone by 1329, and he heard from Craig Allen again at the station, confirming that Vintage FM is on the air now between 09 and 1330 UT, 7 days a week, with 300 watts. The next day, however, August 20th, conditions were poor, and he could just make out a carrier on 3210 as well as Radio Simban on 2368.48. Anyhow, beware on 3210, because the station he was hearing before Vintage FM came back on was apparently South Korean Fishery Communications, according to Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan. About the demise of Radio Australia, Keith Perrone in Taiwan comments, I think people are worrying for no reason. I've been listening to RA as I do daily for about 2 hours, sometimes more. Programs like The World Today from Radio National provide excellent coverage. They are and will still provide excellent coverage for Asia and the Pacific. For a good number of years, the bulk of the schedule of what's heard on Radio Australia has been from ABC Radio National and other ABC stations. Pacific Beat is continuing. It really targets Australia's own backyard. For all other current affairs items, these will come from ABC Radio National. Meanwhile, there's a lot of confusion about what's actually on the shortwave frequencies now, because as of August 20th, they've still not updated their online program schedule to show what they are really broadcasting. I've been monitoring on August 18th, 19th, and 20th during prime morning listening time here in North America on 9580 and several other frequencies. One obvious change is that the TV news simulcast at 12:30 to 13:30 is gone. It may have been cut back to half an hour, as just before 13 on August 20th, the hosts were saying goodbye. Apparently that was the very last edition of The World. After the news at 13UT, there's been a musical program, The Daily Planet. Yes, music. It's world music rather than a newspaper of the air. In our afternoon of August 19th, morning of the 20th in Australia, John Filiozzi in New York says, a more normalized schedule appears back in place as Pacific Beat was heard via the internet stream from 19 to 21 UT, a two-hour morning edition of the program. And after the news at 21, 17860 puts in a listenable signal with the AM morning news program at 2110. In the NASA flash sheet, John Cooper in Pennsylvania reports a mini de-expedition to Fort Indiantown Gap, Pennsylvania, where the noise level was low, allowed him to pick up Bangladesh Betar for the first time, the English broadcast on 13580. This was August 15th at 1824, and that was a special day, the National Day of Mourning, for the leader of the country who had been murdered. Each year on that day, there is a remembrance. Several songs were played in his honor, along with a discussion of his life. More reports to last week's revelation of the reactivation of a way-out-of-band Bolivian, Radio Echo in Reyes. In Sweden, Thomas Nielsen reports to Shortwave Bulletin, tentative reception on August 13th at 23:30. Too weak to ID, but it looks likely from the exact frequency, 4409.76. Says the last clip of it on YouTube was from 2 years ago. Dave Valko in Pennsylvania, on a de-expedition as well, reports it again on August 15th to Hardcore DX, measured this time on 4409.773. Midnight 4UT, a pleasant romantic song, church bells at midnight 8, maybe a wedding song, a canned call ID at midnight 10, some more music and a studio announcer, perhaps some PSAs, still going at midnight 18, but it went off sometime around 0100. Not to be outdone, here's a report of another reactivated Bolivian, which has been off the air even longer, for almost 7 years, on 4958 Radio Difusora Tropico in Trinidad, Beni, 1125 UT, August 6th. Religious music, ID in Spanish, says Rogildo Fontinelli Aragão in Bolivia, via DSWCI DX window. From his de-expedition to some game lands in Pennsylvania, Dave Valko also reports another Bolivian, Red Patria Nueva, 30 hertz below 6025. August 14th at 23:41, he says, an incredible signal, mentioning Bolivia during a promo during a break in a news program, maybe called Bolivia Informa. They mentioned Patria Nueva and some jingles and an ad for a bank, more mentions of Patria Nueva. Near 100% copy, he says, as easy as falling off a log, until it was blasted out at midnight UT by 6020 and 6030 stations. Ivo Ivanov notes that China Radio International has suspended a number of transmissions from its Urumqi relay in East Turkestan, I suppose only temporarily, perhaps for summer maintenance, including some that we normally hear when nothing else is propagating on 16 meters. 17630, he says, is off the air for the English broadcast at 14UT, allowing the strangely scheduled co-channel Bamako Mali relay of CRI to be audible, and it's in French instead of the previously listed English. That's at 14UT. I, among others, routinely logged the real HCJB in Ecuador on its only remaining shortwave frequency, 6050, on August 11th. But it's been missing since then, as of August 19th. We think this correlates, as Luca Botafiora points out, with a 5.1 earthquake that hit Quito on August 12th. This was at 1957-58 UT, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. I've yet to have any specific news that the HCJB facility was damaged by the earthquake, and I can't find anything on their website about it either, but it still remains unheard. Radio Cairo Egypt has four frequencies on the air to the Americas when I often check around 01UT. The modulation is always a problem, sometimes horribly distorted, sometimes open carrier, and sometimes off the air. The four frequencies are 9315, 9965, 11710, and 12070. 11710 was missing as of August 14th, and by UT August 18th, all four frequencies were not on the air, which continued for the following two nights, making me wonder if many others of the Radio Cairo transmissions throughout the day were also off the air. So on August 20th, our monitors Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria and Wolfgang Büschel in Germany checked out one transmission after another as scheduled from Radio Cairo and found that quite a few of them were missing, but then some languages have been missing for months, while a few others remained on the air. More on that low-power, 50-watt shortwave station in Finland we mentioned last week, Radio Gramox, G-R-A-M-O-X. In shortwave bulletin, Mauno Ritola reports hearing it. Of course, he's also in Finland, which helps. August 9th at 20:38 on 3960, although it was drifting from 90 hertz above to 40 hertz below the frequency. Also reported by Per Eriksson in southeastern Sweden, August 10th, the next day, at 17:25. A weak signal, he says, on 3960, but no problem to enjoy the old Finnish schlagers from way back when. It didn't help to try in the evening to gain some darkness because it was squeezed between two powerhouses on 3955 and 3965. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden also reports it August 9th at 20:38. Surprised to show up on 3960. It was parallel to their web stream with Finnish music and interference from some utility signal on the high side. ERT open and the remaining shortwave source from Greece continues to be on the air, but very irregularly. You never know whether it'll be on from one night to the next, 9420, 9935, and 15630. We hear sometimes around 0100. Marty Delphine in Madrid, Spain, was very surprised to hear 9935.3 in Greek and in Spanish. August 16th at 22:53, the announcer was dedicating ballads to listeners in Spain. He says, I was surprised to hear Spanish and Latin American music, but realized the announcer was actually Greek but very fluent in Espanol. He easily interchanged Spanish with Greek throughout the transmission, much like English and Chinese announcers do on CRI. Alan Rowe in England was surprised to find that ERT Open have actually posted a shortwave frequency schedule on their website, dated 15 July. It's varying a lot from the schedule, but for what it's worth, here it is, converted to UT. From 12 to 0350, 9935, 12 to 08, 9420, 01 to 08, 15630, 12 to 1950, 15650, 20 to midnight 50, 15630, and from 04 to 08, 11645. Dmitry Medzin in Kazan, Russia, says there's a new schedule of medium-wave transmissions from Sitkunai, Lithuania, received from Rimantis Plekis, the project coordinator of Radio Baltic Waves International. From Kaunas, or Sitkunai, on 1386 kHz with 75 kilowatts, they are relaying RFE-RL in Russian, NHK World in Russian, also Belarusian from RFERL, and Polish radio in Belarusian. I won't give the exact times of all this, but they're on the air between 02 and 05 in the mornings and 1730 to 22 in the evenings. He says 612 kHz is not used any longer. That transmitter was switched off August 17th at 2100. As for shortwave from Lithuania, Aoki shows there are only two transmissions remaining, and both relaying other stations. at 0430 to 05, NHK in Russian on 6165. And at 01 to 02, Radio Free Asia in Uyghur on 9400, and it is jammed. You are listening to World of Radio 1735. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from a listener in Luxembourg, Lorenzo Fidel, who sent a contribution in Euro via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. And Lorenzo says, thank you, Glenn, for keeping alive the art and pleasure of radio listening and DXing. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702, USA. Ron Howard noted some major changes from Malaysia on August 14th. 9835 was carrying Trax FM, which had been on 7295 but silent for some time. This is at 1234 to 1350 UT. Trax FM is, of course, the service in English, which is quite helpful for many of us. And the other higher shortwave frequency, 11665, was carrying Radio Classic, another domestic service, which is on 5964.69. These two frequencies normally carry Sarawak FM and YFM. This turned out to be a one-day anomaly. They were back to the usual programming source the following day. When Mauno Ritola inquired, they told him they just had a feed problem on August 14th. Then Ron heard directly from RTM confirming this, that they merely substituted some other programming when their satellite feed was down. He says, this is the first time I've heard them doing that, making me think it was a real change in their schedule. Usually, if there's a problem, they just turn the transmitter off or leave it an open carrier. Derek Lynch in Ireland says, after years of trying, I'm pretty sure I heard my best ever Burma in the past 45 minutes, August 18th at 23 to 2345 UT, 5985 in an Asian language. Started with what sounded like a national anthem, and then lots of exotic Asian music with a xylophone. It seemed parallel to online audio with a delay, but I'll have to check it again. I know many Europeans have heard this for years, but all I ever got was a trace of audio. It was almost gone after 2340, but in the previous hour, Vietnam on 5925 and Thailand Volmet on 6676 were both strong. Now some North American pirate items. Chris Molinsky notified us that the old-time radio station was back, but on a different frequency, 3206.7 UT August 19th at midnight 22. He was hearing it in Maryland as well as several other reports to HF Underground. I was hearing a haunting music loop over and over and over August 15th at 0125 past 0212. On 6946 USB, and posted a link to it in my reports via the DX Listening Digest group and many other sources. On August 17th at 0531, I found that station YHWH, the anti-Christian pirate, was back, slightly below 9600, the first time heard in almost a month since July 19th and 20th. A fair signal, selectively quoting the Bible to make this case for Yahweh as the supreme God. Strangely, at 0543, he interrupted this, saying, please go to 9605, and he did shift up 5 kilohertz, not clear why, as there was no interference on 9600. Terry Kruger in Florida was hearing the same thing at the same time, it turns out, as early as 0502 until he went off at 0621. The next night, August 18th UT, Ron Howard in California heard YHWH on 9605 only from TuneIn at 0346 until off at 0414. And the night after that, Walt Salmoneux in British Columbia reports it on 10 hertz below 9605, August 19th at 0337. and signed off at 0423. There's a strong new signal running all night on 1530 playing Mexican music, despite being licensed with 5 kilowatts daytime only. It identifies frequently as La Que Buena 1530 AM. Well, it's really KXTD, licensed to Wagoner, Oklahoma, in the Tulsa market. I've heard it at 0200 UT and also frequently around 0600, but it is no doubt on the air all night during the hours in August when it is forbidden to broadcast, 0115 to 1145 UT. This thing totally blocks my access to other recent all-night cheaters on 1530, KLBW in New Boston, Texas, and KCMN in Colorado Springs. And in turn, also blocking Brother Scare late at night from WCKY, which he thinks is on 1520. Ron Howard in California reports a Papua New Guinea station reactivated on 90 meters after a couple of years. It's 3275 NBC Southern Highlands, last heard in the summer of 2012. He heard it August 18th this year from 1218 until it went off close to 1318 UT. Great to have it back again, he says. The format was consistent with what was heard 2 years ago. That is, no NBC News at 1301. Also heard it August 19th, presumably, but an early sign-off. Better reception on August 20th. Ron wonders if the reactivation could be due to the upcoming Independence Day of PNG, but that's not until September 16th. And here's another possible reactivation from PNG. I'm waiting for Ron to confirm. It comes from Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso, Brazil, 3235. He reports Radio West New Britain, heard at 0711 UT. That was August 20th. Here's something else unusual, which happened August 14th. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was hearing Al Jazeera TV in Arabic on shortwave. That is the satellite news TV service audio channel, heard from 11 UT on 15760. He then monitored it throughout the day, believing the site to be nearby Kostenbrod, Bulgaria, on 7305 from 1600, 7310 from 1800. It was also heard by Stephen Cooper in England at 2138 on 7305, and by yours truly, UT August 15th at 0110, when it had shifted down to 7300. However, after that, it was gone again as of August 15th, so perhaps they were just using that audio for a one-day test. But certainly pays to keep an ear on those frequencies in case Al Jazeera comes back to shortwave. Stephen Cooper spotted a bunch of new entries into the A14 HFCC schedule for Voice of Russia. Effective October 1st, it appears they are planning on coming back on shortwave with a rather extensive service in a number of languages on that date, but it remains to be confirmed whether that will really happen. And it even includes some broadcasts in English to North America, which were dropped earlier before they totally left shortwave. Those are at 02 to 06 UT, both via the Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky site in the Far East, 12010 and 12070. Rick Wiles, the true news guy on WRMI and other stations, is having quite a problem taking control of the station he supposedly owns, Radio Paradise in St. Kitts and Nevis, medium wave 820. It's been off the air for over a year, but he says that Paul Crouch gave him the station, that was the Trinity Broadcasting Network. However, when he went to the island to take over the station, the local manager refused to let him do it, Andre Gilbert. He is defiant, argumentative, and confrontational, refusing to recognize TBN's transfer of Radio Paradise to Flowing Streams Church, thanks to Alan Pennington in the British TX Club, who found a long article explaining this in the local newspaper, the St. Kitts Nevis Observer, of August 8th. Marty Delphine in Madrid spoke with Justin Coe of the English service of Radio Exterior de España for us on August 20th. His full report is in the new DX Listening Digest when published, number 14-34, but here are some highlights. Justin explained the situation is really all up in the air, but it doesn't look good for REE. He confirmed the plan is for REE to stop transmitting altogether on shortwave sometime before the end of next year. The English service, along with other transmissions, may well continue on internet, satellite, terrestrial digital radio channels, which are through Spanish television in the wee hours, but that has not been officially confirmed. It'll be up to him and Allison Hughes to fill a one-hour time slot, probably focusing mainly on inviting panel guests instead of producing daily features and content because they are short-staffed. The new bosses at REE take over in the first part of September, but they're not talking to the outgoing bosses about their plans, which has angered just about everybody at La Casa de la Radio. Justin said this wasn't the best time to get a public campaign going among the embassies, unions, and listeners, because everyone is still out for the August vacation period. He admitted that listeners in Latin America and Asia, who normally don't have easy access to internet and rely on shortwave, are going to miss out. As to the Spanish service, Radio Exterior will no longer produce their own newscasts and will instead rebroadcast RNE domestic news. Problem with that is that it's geared to Spaniards familiar with ongoing controversies and politicians and may not mean anything to the casual listener abroad. More to last week's item about the Radio Nord revival in Sweden, direct from Ronnie Forslund of the station, these temporary broadcasts. The frequency application has now been approved for the following: medium wave 1512 from Kvarnberget, Vallentuna, 1 kilowatt, although licensed for 2.5. And from Ringvala Sala, 5 kilowatts on 3915. Three more shortwave frequencies, but only one at a time, with 10 kilowatts, 5810, 6065, and 9295. Furthermore, from the castle at Vaxholm, half a kilowatt on 5770 and 6220. The test transmissions will be made prior to the live broadcast from the castle, so start checking even before August 23rd. The latest info will be at their blog, www.radionordrevival.blogspot.com, as soon as we switch on. I've heard another of those Heifer beacons on the Part 15 band, approximately 13563.85, August 18th at 0152. It was just sending the three-letter call sign over and over 8 times per minute, very slowly. GNK and CW, Golf, November, Kilo. Harold Froge in Michigan has also heard it and says it's run by the ham station in Madison, Wisconsin, KC9, GNK. After a few days on 11730, WRMI moved to a much clearer frequency for one of their 24-hour overcomer broadcasts, 11580, as of August 16th. Since August 15th, I'm again hearing Classic Country 1680, the X-band station in Monroe, Louisiana, KRJO, which had been off the air for several weeks. Still sounds like it's not up to full power of 1 kilowatt at night. While it was off, we enjoyed hearing KGED in Fresno, California. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 August 31st. Solar flux up from 115 on the 21st to 140 on August 28th, down to 100 by September 10th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1735.